Order in the court. We're going to call this meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Mello.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Dowell.
Present.
We have Commissioners Hart and Lindroy absent today.
Minutes from July 17, unless there are additions, corrections, or amendments, I will entertain a motion to adopt as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Mello, seconded by Commissioner Veal. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show unanimous approval. Any unscheduled appearances? No public present? Conflict of interest declarations?
None.
None? Okay. Well, the protocols listed, the right of appeal statement is in the agenda. I'm jumping all the way to changes since we don't have the public in attendance, or any public in attendance. Changes to agenda items. We have two here that staff, you are recommending we continue to a date uncertain or to a date certain?
Date certain for 10A, so that will be at the upcoming September Planning Commission meeting.
Okay, so let's deal with that one first. The Monte Shasta Mutual Water Company, Siskiyou County Road Department Road Abandonment, UPRA01. Do we have a motion to continue it to the September Planning Commission meeting?
I so move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Veal, seconded by Commissioner Mello. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Vote is unanimous. Item B, use permit revocation SP2402, Ms. Lang. When would you like this continued to?
A date uncertain. We'd like to renotice it when we're ready to bring these back.
Okay, so do I have a motion to...
Chair, real quick, do we want to clarify which ones you're continuing, because since we're having some heard today, just for the, in case, I don't know if it's important or not.
It's just this use permit, correct?
Well, there's many projects listed under that project.
Oh, I see. It's Ager, Siskiyou, Wolfer? That one has, I'll be darned. Okay, Wolfer and Hopkins. You want one, two, three... We will name them individually in one motion to date uncertain.
Thank you.
Does that work?
Yes.
Okay, so do I have a motion to continue the use permit revocations of Ager, Gravel Pit, Siskiyou Select Mine, Wolford Pit, and Hopkins Pit to a date uncertain?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Mello, seconded by Commissioner Veal. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show unanimous. Item two, new business. Agenda.
Through the chair.
Yes.
We have one more item we'd like to continue. That's not noted in the agenda. Bernadette, if you wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah.
So, item 2.4 for McLaughlin Pit. It was found that their public hearing notice to the property owners was returned for a bad address. And because it is the property owner, we would like to continue that to have
that
opportunity.
Name. That name.
Come back. To get this information.
No relation.
Oh, it isn't?
No relation. Okay.
To the October.
So that's September. 2.4?
Yes.
So do we have a motion to, you said October?
September.
September. Do we have a motion to continue item 2.4, the McLaughlin Pit, to the September Planning Commission meeting.
So moved.
I'm going to give this one to Commissioner Veal.
Good.
Second, Commissioner Mello. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous?
This is till September?
That one's till September.
Okay.
All right, so now, Ms. Lang, may I continue?
Yes.
Do I have your permission?
Yes.
Why, thank you. All right. Agenda item one, new business, Mora Use Permit, UP2405.
Ready?
Floor is yours.
All right. This is Rachel Jarab, Senior Planner for the Mora Use Permit, UP2405. This use permit is perhaps one of our last that is using the old format for vacation rental permitting. And they are proposing to convert their existing single-family dwelling at 1433 Old McLeod Road, east of the city of Mount Shasta, and within the sphere of influence for the city, to a vacation rental. The approximately 1,212 square foot single-story house is located on a 2.58 acre parcel that is zoned for rural residential uses. Three parking spaces are required for this project, and there's adequate space on the driveway. Two bedrooms are proposed as sleeping quarters, and based on the square footage of the rooms, up to six guests could be accommodated. However, the septic design capacity is limited to four persons. Therefore, the maximum occupancy is limited to four persons unless the septic system is upgraded. This project is exempt from CEQA per section 15301, as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. A neighbor who received the public hearing notice contacted staff with questions about the project and how to submit a public comment. However, no public comments were received for this project. This project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area and was inspected by Building and Environmental Health on July 8, 2024 and March 26 of 2024, respectively. Although the environmental health inspection passed, the building inspection noted that some minor electrical work needed to be done and a hot tub needed to be removed. Over the past several years, planning staff has made it a practice to not bring vacation rental projects to the Planning Commission that have not yet passed a building inspection. However, the public hearing notice for this project was noticed prior to staff realizing that it hasn't passed. However, it is a condition approval that should you approve this project that they pass that inspection prior to issuance of the use permit. Therefore, staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
Okay. So you said no correspondence, any additional reports. We don't have any other county staff represented. Commissioners, any questions right now?
No, I'll later. I just a comment.
Okay. I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Proponents? Opponents? Neither for nor against? Public hearing is closed. Commissioners?
Well, just a comment. A while back, we had a 5-acre parcel, and it had parking spaces delineated on the for the 5 acres, and I questioned, because I remember it was on a plateau and probably difficult to put the parking on it, and then Kirk snapped back and says, well, 5 acres, why do you need to worry about parking spaces? So my question is, on 2.5 acres, does it really make any difference that you have to delineate the parking spaces?
So no, for this particular property they actually have a paved driveway with multiple parking spaces available, so I am not concerned at all about this particular project. They do have multiple spaces identified as being on the driveway for parking.
So if they didn't have that, would you be concerned?
No, if they had the driveway but not separate parking areas, no, I would still not
dirt
be
road,
concerned.
Dirt road, no parking spaces. Would you be concerned with 2.5 acres?
If there was a driveway with no parking spaces, no, because you can still park on the driveway itself.
Yeah, so anyway.
It's not a concern parking for
okay,
this particular project.
So, yeah, all I'm saying is seems like we have to delineate parking spaces when there's 2.5 acres in them. I don't know why that's necessary.
that's just one of the requirements is that they have, they have to include parking on their maps so that we can see for sure. Could be that, you know, it's an entirely tree property, but in this particular case, they have adequate space.
No, I understand. I'm just, you know, raise that because we had time.
Commissioner Mello?
No, sir.
So I went through here three different times, and it strikes me as one of the rare instances where we haven't had a attached letter from CAL FIRE for a site inspection for adherence to 4290 regs and defensible space.
They did not submit a comment for this particular project.
Through the chair?
Yes.
I'm not sure of this, but that may be in the Mount Shasta Fire Protection District, and I don't know that for a fact. Because of the sphere of influence changes, I'm not sure that that is in their jurisdiction anymore.
Okay.
I'd like to note that we do have a condition requiring that they meet the standards, even though CAL FIRE did not comment.
Yeah, I get that for the 4290 ingress, egress, emergency vehicles. What, there were no pictures of this property for indicating whether or not there is defensible space around the structures?
So I and actually...
I know the general area
yeah.
where this is located, and I know there is fuel load surrounding this area.
So I actually, when I was looking at this property, I believe it was, I looked it up on Zillow, and I'll take a look right now, and they actually had some nice photos of it, and it had been cleared.
It has.
Yeah, let me look it up and see if I can bring them up for you. I know I saw them somewhere.
So while Rachel's looking for this, Commissioner Mello's point raises a yellow flag. If we're dealing with sphere of influence Mount Shasta and responsibility, whether it be Mount Shasta or CAL FIRE, do we have clarification on that? Was Mount Shasta Fire notified of this project if it is in a gray area?
I do not know if they were notified or not.
That
I may be
well no I get what you're yeah. saying but mm-hmm. it strikes me as really odd that we have a project in an area that does have fuel load mm-hmm. and we have zero comment whether it be from CAL FIRE or from Mount Shasta
because there's a city department and a district in Mount
right.
Shasta
right
how far out of town is it?
Pardon me,
how far out of town is it?
As the crow flies, what, a mile? Three quarters of a mile? If that.
What's that?
Distance from this project to the city limits. It's what, three quarters of a mile?
About that, yeah. It's just before the road ends, the county road ends and turns to dirt. It's up on top of the hill.
I'm not finding the photos that I found. It's not not where I thought it was.
Let me see if I. Although the picture that you have here is probably the same. But let me see here.
One of these had lots of pictures. Oh, there it is. That's the quarry.
we've got Old McLeod Road right there, and this parcel is right past.
You can see where the pavement ends.
Yep.
At the top of the hill where the driveway is.
Yeah, so unless it's been updated, there's a, this, if this is an old overhead view, there are significant canopy right over and next to both the house and the garage. And I just say this because we're doing these projects for a business. We shouldn't be adding potential risk for fire and safety. And I'm not comfortable at this time moving forward on this until it's been inspected beyond the building. If it doesn't meet setbacks for fuel load.
So were you wanting CAL FIRE to inspect it and pass
whoever
it?
The responsible entity is, whether it's CAL FIRE or a district or City of Mount Shasta, whoever it is, do an inspection, and I want a piece of paper with a signature. We deem it meeting our standards and is safe.
So right now that is a condition of approval. Are you saying you want that prior to potentially passing that?
Well, if you would humor me, where I did not see that as a condition.
It's condition of approval number 17. The applicant shall comply with and provide verification of compliance with all applicable statutory requirements of the fire safe standards enacted pursuant to Public Resources Code Section 4290 and California Code of Regulations Title 14 Fire Safe Regulations to the satisfaction of CAL FIRE and Siskiyou County Planning Division.
Which one was that?
17.
You read a lot more than what I've got here. All I see here is pursuant to 4290. Okay, I see Title 14 Fire Safe.
Would you like
so, so you're telling me, and this is your word, that this permit will not be issued until it gets signed off by either CAL FIRE, the district, or the City of Mount Shasta, whoever the responsible entity is?
It's CAL FIRE. We are specifically requiring that CAL FIRE inspect this property.
Okay. So until that happens, this permit is null and void.
It won't be issued until all of the conditions are met, including this one. We've been working really closely with Heather Boyle at CAL FIRE, and she specifically communicates with me and with our planning tech about vacation rentals.
All right. I will withhold my hesitation.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion.
Good. Tony? All good. I move that we adopt resolution PC 2024-024, a resolution of the Parking Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project is exempt from California Environmental Quality Act and approving the MORA use permit.
Second.
PC 2405.
Second.
So move.
Second. By Commissioner Mello. Any further discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same.
Project
approved.
Yeah. Ask, what is the new format going to be? You said this is the last of the...
It's an administrative permit. They have to submit things such as the CAL FIRE inspection letter saying that they passed both 4290 and 91 as part of their permit, and in addition to a whole list of other things.
Okay. So
it's available on our website for planning under applications and permits.
So that would take care of this last...
Yeah, this is that was potentially the last one that you saw. I think we have one other one that... it's kind of been on hold for a few years because it's so old, but I'm thinking that one will end up getting canceled.
All right, agenda item two. Moving into our use permit revocation marathon. SP 2402, Big Springs Quarry, 2.1, first up.
All right, so before we specifically talk about Big Springs Quarry, oh, first of all, this is Bernadette Sisson, associate planner. So what we're doing with all these recommendations for revoking these use permits or for closed mines, our mine files, it was brought to the attention by the State of California Department of Mine Reclamation that in order to officially close the files for the mines, we have to revoke, close out the land use permits so that in by county code they have to be officially revoked. So because this is because conditional land use permits run with the land, and so to properly close the file, the permit should be officially revoked. So county code requires Planning Commission to provide a recommendation of revocation to Board of Supervisors, who will then consider and potentially adopt a resolution to officially revoke the land use permit. So getting into Big Springs Quarry, land use permit 0301 was approved by the Planning Commission on June 4th, 2003. Mining activity ceased in 2013, and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2016. The use permit is no longer valid, as it was only effective for 15 years per the notation number one of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends the Commission adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP 0301 is no longer effective, and that the board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321 Enforcement Actions by Regulatory Agencies. There's a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
All right, so we need to follow proper procedure here. So I will, any questions for Bernadette by the commissioners?
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Open hearing, proponents, opponents, other public, rebuttal, public hearing closed, commissioners' questions.
All these have been, the applicant's been notified and no response by the applicant, right?
When I get to each one, I'll discuss if there was any correspondence, okay. But you're correct, it was very minimal.
You ready for a motion, sir?
On this one, yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm familiar with this one.
I move that we adopt resolution PC-2024-015, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, recommending that Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of Big Springs Quarry UP-03-01. Make all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine that the project is exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Revocation official. Item 2.2. Truax 2 Quarry, UP0152, and SP2402. And I just have to ask, is it really Truax and not Truex? Because I know that Truax is in McDowell, and their youngest daughter just graduated from Butte Valley High School, hell of a basketball player.
Yeah.
And her mom and dad are, I'm pretty sure, her dad is the son of Wesley and Pamille.
Yes,
and this her last name is Truax.
Well, it's Truax. It's how I've always known it.
I'll be darned. Okay.
But,
interesting, they have Truax and a Truax there in the Doris area.
Yeah.
Okay, continue. I was just questioning because I do know the Truaxes.
Yes. Definitely Wes Truax.
Hmm.
Okay, Truax.
Okay.
Spelled it.
Yeah. This is AX, and the family I know is EX, and I'm pretty sure her dad's dad is also Wesley. But must be a Wesley Truax, not Wesley Truax. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So Truax 2 Quarry Land Use Permit 0152 was approved by the Planning Commission on April 10th, 2002. Mining activity ceased in 2016 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2017. The use permit is no longer valid as it was only effective for 15 years per notation number one of the permit. Mr. Wes Truax did call staff to confirm that he understood what the hearing was about. Staff answered all of Mr. Truax's questions and he did not want to provide comment. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends the commission adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP0152 is no longer effective and that the board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies. Thank you.
Oh, any questions of staff? Open the public hearing. Pro, op, neutral, rebuttal, hearing closed. Commissioners.
You ready for a motion?
Yes.
I move that we adopt resolution PC 2024-021, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou. Recommended that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of Truax 2 Quarry, UP-01-52. Make all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine the project exempt from CEQA.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show. Relocation approved. Item number 2.3, LNC Livestock Quarry, UP8833 and SP2402.
Okay. LNC Livestock Quarry Land Use Permit, UP8833, was approved by the Planning Commission on June 3rd, 1992. Mining activities ceased in 2013 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2022. The use permit is no longer valid as it is automatically terminated when not used for the approved purposes for 1 year once mining was established per notations of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends that the Commission adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP8833 is no longer effective and that the Board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA Guidelines Section 15321 Enforcement Actions by Regulatory Agencies. Thank you.
Okay, questions at this time?
Is this the codes, the regulation for now?
Okay. I will open, pro, op, neutral, rebuttal, hearing closed. I do have a question on this one. And on this one, it is logistic. The first two we've dealt with have been recent. Within the last 5 years, things have closed, finalized in 16 or 17. This one, the director who trained me, Mr. Barnum, signature is on this from 1993, and this mine was never used. Are there any special things that we, the county, need to do to close this, since this is from over 25 years ago when it was terminated?
I would just add, Commissioner Rick Dean, Community Development Director, this particular site, we had a difficult time reclaiming because the vegetation would not take.
Right.
So we spent at least 6 years going through review. Got to the point where we just brought out the state on site to take a look at it and say, hey, this is what it is. We tried to establish vegetation here for the past 6 years, and it's not taken. They went ahead and looked at the surrounding vegetation and said, well, yeah, okay, we're going to agree to close it out. So It was a long closure process. I don't know if that's
okay.
Gets to your point.
So, so Smara's not going to be upset when they see this one come before them for revocation from all the way back in 93. They are aware, and so because don't some revocations have certain time windows where if you wait beyond the window, other things need to happen? And I just want to make sure we have all our I's dotted and T's crossed on this particular one, because it is 25 years ago.
So according to county code for revocation of a use permit?
I'm not, not worried about county code.
Okay.
I'm worried about state. If there's additional things that need to be done since it is has been so long.
So as far as the state's concerned, the mine, they concur that the mine is reclaimed.
Okay.
So that's what we deal with them.
All right. So,
so
we have our ducks in an order, so to speak, on this
right.
one. All right. Just making sure, because this is one of them that is from the past, not more recent within the last 5 years. Okay. That was my question. I'll entertain a motion.
Go ahead, Tony. You're on a roll.
I move that we adopt resolution PC-2024-19, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of L&C Livestock Quarry UP-88-33 and make all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine the project exempt from CEQA.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed, same. Let the record show, revocation is approved. All right, we are bypassing 2.4 as it was continued. Our next one is item 2.5, the M1 South Mine, UP-9607 and UP-0308 and SP-2402.
All right, M1 South Mine Land Use Permit 9607 was approved by the Planning Commission on September 4th, 1996. The site was mined under this permit until 2003 when UP-0308 was approved by the Planning Commission, which extended the life of the mine by 2 years. Mining activities ceased and reclamation activities commenced soon after. The site was deemed reclaimed in 2011. The use permits are no longer valid as the end dates identified in the conditions of approval have passed. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends the commission adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP-9607 and UP-0308 are no longer effective and that the board revoke the use permits and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies. Thank you.
Questions from the commission? Open the hearing. Anyone here to speak in support? Opposition? Neutral? Rebuttal? Hearing closed. Back to the commissioners. I don't have a question.
Take a break. Want to take a break? Okay. I move that we adopt resolution PC-2024-014, the resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of M1 South Mine, UP-96-07, and UP-03-08, making all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act.
Second.
So moved.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Let the record show. Revocation. Pass. Item number 2.6, 3J Quarry, UP-9120, and SP-2402.
All right, so Triple J Quarry Land Use Permit UP 9120 was approved by the Planning Commission on December 4th, 1991. Mining activities ceased in 2005 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2019. The use permit is no longer valid and it, as it is automatically terminated when not used for the approved purposes for 1 year once mining was established, per the notation number one of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends the commission adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP 9120 is no longer effective and that the board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies. Thank you.
Questions? Open the public hearing. Proponents? Opponents? Neutral? Rebuttal? Hearing closed. Commissioners?
Oh, go ahead, Tony.
What, is he doing 3-1?
That's right.
Okay.
I move that we adopt resolution PC-2024-017, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, recommending that the County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of JJJ Quarry UP-91-20. Make all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine that the project is exempt from CEQA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show, revocation passes. Next item, and I'll forewarn you, I do have questions on this one. Item number 27, Jenner Kidder Creek Mine, UP-8710 and SP-2402.
Right. Jenner Kidder Creek Mine Land Use Permit, UP-8710, was approved by the Planning Commission on July 15, 1987. Mining activity ceased in 2007 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2017. The use permit is no longer valid as it automatically terminated when not used for the approved purposes for 1 year once mining was established, per the notation of the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends the commission adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP-8710 is no longer effective and that the board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies. Thank you.
Questions at this time?
No.
All right, sir. Public hearing is open. Proponents? Opponents? Neutral? Rebuttal? Public hearing closed. Back to the commission. Question for Bernadette. Did you receive correspondence from Jenner's on this?
No.
Okay. None.
No.
But they do want it closed.
There's no comment by them. That's so that they did not oppose. So this is coming not from the property owner, right? This is coming from the county to close our files. We've deemed it reclaimed. The state has concurred. So to properly close the file, it would be to close the use permit because there's no corresponding rec plan anymore. The use permit is not valid.
Okay. So in I guess maybe it would be easier to start from scratch to do a new use permit on this site than it would be to bring this existing one back to life. Because basically this is in Kidder Slough.
Yes.
The head of Kidder Slough. And I know there have been discussions with Jenner's and NOAA and CDFW about doing some major work in this reach for benefit of fish, which may not necessarily be quarry related, but there's going to be a heck of a lot of material potentially getting moved, and that's why I'm questioning, knowing what I know for this site, what the plan is, Is it basically going to be easier for them just to file a new use permit to move material versus bring this one back to life? Because essentially there's no reclamation, it's creek.
Did they ever use it?
Through the chair. Oh, go ahead.
Did they ever use this?
Oh, yeah, this is Jenner. This is not Nash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they used it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It depends on what they want to do and what area they want to do. So these permits and reclamation plans are specific to an area. So to know exactly what area they're working in, if it would even fall under this permit.
That's why I'm wondering why we didn't hear anything back from at least Nick and John. Can you tell me who the communication was sent to as far as Jenners are concerned?
It's on the front page of the staff report, the property owners. It's the Jenner Family Limited Partnership at that address, and then Paul and Candace Brown.
Okay, so Browns were, they were just bordering, and a little bit of their property line juts out into that. The 5941, that'd be Doug and Gail. So, okay. Question, Tony?
Yes. Blair and I went out to Kidder Creek 2-3 years ago, and this was brought up, if I remember correctly. And this was part of the expansion of Kidder Creek. Does that ring a bell at all? Nothing to do with it?
The one you're talking about is actually the Hewitt, where the old concrete plant was, which is west of Highway 3. This is east of Highway 3.
No, but we went out to the site where Kidder Creek is, and we took a tour all day. Were you there?
Yes.
Yes, you were there. And was this not this?
I think we had a conversation about the Nash pit there, just right across the street.
The Nash is right across Highway 3. Okay, so this is a little further down.
That doesn't really have anything to do with this?
It borders this one.
It borders it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nash was on flat ground.
Was it Nash the one that wanted to shut the place down because they had a rock or a cement plant or something?
No,
who was that?
That's Hewitt.
Oh, okay.
That's D. Jones.
Oh, okay.
No, they're all in the general vicinity.
Yeah, because I remember all this being talked about, if I'm correct, out at that tour.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were just having conversation, general conversation.
Yes.
There's basically the three mine sites along Kidder Creek.
Because they wanted to make a pond, if I remember, and they were concerned about the amount of water they could take out of Kidder Creek and blah, blah, blah. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Well, as long as Doug and Gail got notified, I'll leave it in Nick's hands.
They still have a chance at the Board of Supervisors to...
Well, that's why my question was, is it easier to just start from scratch than try to resurrect this one? Which may be why they're no comment.
I would say it depends on what they're doing. So if it's like a fish habitat project, this use permit is for commercial quarrying operations. It might fall into a better project category as you're describing it than to alter a commercial rock quarry permit.
Because I know the plan, if it comes to fruition, and it not anytime soon, a lot of that material would end up actually getting trucked from there up to Moore's, because they're going to be taking material out and moving it, which essentially is commercial, even though there may be some sale of material.
I think that's a good point to focus on. As the mining operation with the use permit, you can sell the rock, right? If we start going to detention basins or other things, or stream skimming, it's outside of the purview of mining operation. Right? The material will probably have to be utilized on site. Depends on how, Fish and Wildlife sets up the whole permit. But to actually extract and sell,
I just had to ask that because it's in my backyard. So, all right, I'll entertain a motion then if there are no other questions on this one.
Go ahead, Tony.
I move that we adopt resolution PC-2024-018, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of Jenner Kidder Creek UP-87-10. Make all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine the project exempt from CEQA.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Revocation passes.
Just for a question, sir. If they want to reopen these pits, they can reapply? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm going to take a 5-minute break. We will reconvene at 9:51.